You know, Richard Holbrooke has been serving this nation with distinction for nearly 50 years. He is simply one of the giants of American foreign policy.
And we have lost a giant this morning. That's President Obama praising Richard Holbrooke on a happier day when he was named to his foreign policy team. Senior diplomat, former U.N. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke died yesterday afternoon after succumbing to the effects of a torn artery and hours of surgery that just couldn't repair it. Gone is Holbrooke's argumentative wisdom, his prickly ambition, and his track record for wading into the most difficult of international conflicts.
A peace deal requires agreements, and you don't make agreements with your friends, you make agreements with your enemies.
Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war.
Holbrooke's career was not about starting wars. There have been plenty of people who do that in the U.S. government over the last 50 years. He was all about ending them and never walking away from conflict. And he's seen some tough ones.
The situation as we stand here on this balcony in Belgrade this evening is, I would say, the bleakest since we began this effort almost 4 years ago.
Here is Holbrooke as the U.S. envoy for former Yugoslavia talking about the war in Kosovo on CNN back in 1999.
I don't think there's ever been a negotiation that was any more difficult than this one. 48 hours with almost no sleep, people dying, incredible pressure.
Holbrooke's perseverance in the face of Slobodan Milosevic, who would become a war criminal brought to justice, led to the Dayton Accords, the end to carnage that had raged over Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, Albania, and Kosovo for years.
We ended the war, Charlie, as when you and I began this long colloquy on your program, let's see, at the end of 1992, beginning of 93, we've been doing these programs in Bosnia. The war was raging out of control. 300,000 people died in that period, and now the war's over. Nobody's been killed since, especially among the NATO troops. So we did do something there, and I feel that that was quite an accomplishment.
That's Holbrooke again speaking on CNN more than a decade ago, when the Dayton Accords seemed more like just a dreary, indecisive end to a brutal, indecisive war. In hindsight, though, the Accords seem like much more of an accomplishment. An imperfect peace, but yet peace nailed together by the hard work of a diplomat who had experience from JFK's adventures in Vietnam straight through to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. There are lots of people in the Obama administration who talk about how troops can't be withdrawn or strategic interests in Iraq and Afghanistan and open-ended commitments and such. Holbrooke this morning seems the rare person, perhaps the only one in the administration, perhaps even the U.S. government, who has real experience in ending a war. Here he is talking about Afghanistan and Pakistan, his last assignment.
Let me be clear on one thing. Everybody understands that this war will not end in a clear-cut military victory. It's not going to end on the deck of a battleship like World War II or at Dayton, Ohio, like the Bosnian War. It's going to have some different ending from that, and some form of political settlements are necessary.
Just who will advocate for those political solutions is not clear now. Holbrooke died just as his assessment of the Afghan conflict was about to be presented to the president. Final personal note, I interviewed Holbrooke many times. Everybody did. He loved the press. But as he spent most of his years in New York, it turns out his grandkids went to school with my kids in Brooklyn. Back in 2004, I remember Halloween and meeting Holbrooke and his family in a big trick-or-treating crowd. He was in a suit and snappy trench coat. I was dressed as the Tin Man. We were all the Wizard of Oz that year. I spoke with him for a moment about the upcoming election, Bush versus Kerry, and the conflict in Iraq. He shook his head sadly, said something about his fears Iraq would start to unravel. And then he said, "Forget all that, John. Has anyone taken a picture of you guys yet?" We were Tin Man, Scarecrow, the Witch, Dorothy, Glenda, and the Cowardly Lion. I said, "Nope." He snapped one. My last image of this diplomat is his big smile and the words to my daughter, "That's one fierce lion." In Holbrooke's tough world, there could be no cowardly ones.
This is one tough issue. For those of us, and I see at least two people on this podium who served in another war, in a distant land, in another long ago, this is as tough as anything I've ever seen before.
In Washington, the tributes are rolling in this morning, and disbelief. that one of the loudest, toughest, smartest voices in U.S. foreign policy, Ambassador, Assistant Secretary of State Richard Holbrooke, has been silenced at age 69.